I am sitting on the highway on my way up to the cottage, and it seems like I've been stuck here for at least an hour or two. The traffic isn't moving, so I fiddle with the radio and try to find a station that won't make me think of you.
Thank you, college. The lines are open.
Bing, liberal media!
I can't forget the way you looked this morning when you told me you were sorry, but the time had come for us to say goodbye. I guess you won't be going to my cottage anymore, but at the pace we're moving, neither will I. The guy behind me seems to think his car has magic powers. He keeps blowing on the horn to make the traffic disappear.
Hey, come on, get that traffic! Come on!
I guess he hasn't noticed that it's having no effect. He's too busy with his finger doing something in his rear. View mirror, why do people have to be so darned unpleasant? Reminds me of that guy at work you said was just a friend.
Hey, let's all go out together.
That's a great idea.
I'm sure it's my imagination. After all, you never lied to me, or so I thought, until the end. It never used to be this way. We'd leave my house and 90 minutes later, we'd be sitting at the lake. When did life become so complicated? Every time you think you're moving forward, someone hits the brake.
Ow!
All the stinking SUVs and stupid minivans are towering around me, and I think my car is the smallest on the road.
Please don't kill me.
Somehow I feel it's smaller than it used to be when we first met. Would we still be together now if I had not been towed?
You can't tow my car, that's my driveway!
When I get home, I'm gonna trade it in and get the biggest four-wheel drive they manufacture. Then they'll get out of my way. Next time that you see me on the street,
hello.
Please forgive me if I don't stop and greet you. I've got better things to do than talk to you. I'm heading to the cottage to unpack. And I don't think that I'm ever coming back.